Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, upcoming trends, buy or sell. All right, so what I'd like to do today for this podcast is I've got an article that I found online with some upcoming housing trends and design trends. And there were some interesting things in the article. And what I want to do is do a buy or sell on these trends. So if it's a trend that I think people are doing or something that is going to be popular, we're going to say we're going to buy on that trend. And of course, if it's a trend that we think is just that, a fad, a trend, something that is just something they threw out there to get some clickbait, then we're going to sell it. All right. And I'm not going to say who wrote the article because, I just don't want to throw shade on that there's something bad in there and they get offended. But we will do more features like this down the road on the podcast. But I thought this would be kind of a fun feature to do for you guys. All right. Let's start with the first item on here. Trendy kitchen design. So modern kitchen interiors with three global trends. A minimalist style. Smart appliances, and sleek design. Buy or sell. I'm definitely going to buy that. I think that is the direction that a lot of homes are going. They want very simple lines, kind of a minimalist look to it. And of course, smart appliances are very popular for many people. Not everybody loves them, but most people do. So that is definitely a trend that I would buy. All right, next on the list. Kitchen colors. Let's talk about this. A white and black kitchen or all gray color tones are in right now. And that is definitely a trend, again, that I will buy. We are seeing people go with that more simple black and white look, or we are seeing people go with a lot of shades of gray, or even that white with the gray. So that is definitely, again, a trend that people will buy in their new home. All right, let's talk now about matte finishes and blending that with textured finishes. So shiny surfaces out, in matte finishes, or sometimes like that sort of leather finish, metal accents. Yes, again, I'm going to buy on that trend. That is definitely something we are seeing more of in new homes, is getting rid of the shiny and going with a little bit more of a muted finish. We're even seeing it on countertops where they have that kind of a more rough finish on the top of them, just because we've used it too much. It's been overdone. All right. The next trend that we are talking about here is adding in contemporary structures and colors into your kitchen. This would be like putting in yellow cabinets that stand out from the rest of the cabinets. So having a white cabinet with bright yellow cabinets. I'm sorry, I'm going to sell that one. There is no way that, at least in the Midwest and where I build, that I'm going to probably sell anyone a bright yellow cabinet, especially in their kitchen. Maybe if you live in Key West or something, that might happen. No offense to anyone in Key West if you don't like yellow. But no, I'm selling on that one. There's no way that we are going to see that going forward. All right. Next trend, hidden kitchen designs. So solid cabinet doors that hide the shelves and, hidden spaces within the kitchen. Again, I will buy that trend because people love those little hidden storage components in kitchens. The more storage, the better. And especially, again, going back to the first point, which was the minimalist kitchen design, which is very popular. Having everything hidden away is important for people because they don't want the clutter. All right, next trend, buy or sell. Kitchen hoods. And there's two parts to this, so we're going to do two different parts. So the first part is adding in more range hoods. Believe it or not, I'm going to sell on that. We haven't had that many people wanting to put in the big vent hoods lately. I think people are going back to a little bit more simplistic cooking, and I'm not seeing the need as much for my clients for that. The other thing is the expense of putting in those custom hoods when houses are getting more expensive. A lot of people are just saying, I'll pass on that. Slide-in range is good. Plus, the availability of appliances is very difficult right now. So, you know, anything that's custom order like that, some people just don't want to wait 3 months just to get in a specialty hood or a specialty range. They're grabbing what they can get right now. So I'm going to sell on that. All right. Next trend, buy or sell. Floor-to-ceiling upper cabinets. I'm going to buy that. We have seen quite a few people going with the floor-to-ceiling cabinet design, even though it's very difficult to get to those top upper cabinets. Many people do use those as an accent piece. Some folks just don't want to put decorations up above there and then have to dust it all the time. So having, you know, the cabinets go all the way to the ceiling with some glass doors, and then you put in a couple, you know, nice vases or accents in there, it can be a nice look. We are seeing a lot of it. We've had quite a few people do that. Now, it does add some expense to the home, but again, that does save on the dusting and the maintenance of those areas above the cabinets. And if you elect to use it just for solid storage, obviously that gives you a ton more storage, especially for these smaller homes that people are building. You know, again, building up versus out makes a lot of sense. So definitely going to buy that trend. All right, next trend, buy or sell, backsplash designs. All right, contemporary kitchens with vertically stretched backsplashes. And we also are seeing backsplash designs in upper cabinets in one color to make it kind of all blend seamlessly together. I'll buy that. I think we've talked about this earlier in the year about installing tile instead of horizontally, but vertically. We have seen a lot of pictures and a lot of trends going that direction. So it's just taking something that people already know and are familiar with and just putting a different spin on it. So taking those horizontal subway tiles and putting them in vertically, it's a whole different look. And it can take something that maybe is starting to get tired and put a new spin on it. So definitely buy in that department as well. All right, next item. Indoor plants. So having a mini greenhouse within your kitchen and shelves for vertical herb gardens. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to sell on that. Although I can see with people being stuck at home that they may feel the need to do some gardening. That's really more for the yard. I don't see that integrating into the kitchen or into the middle of your home. Live plants, and trying to keep them alive or building your house around a live plant, not very realistic. If you are in maybe an urban environment where you don't have a lot of nature, maybe there's some argument that could be made there, but where we live here in the Midwest, don't see that happening. Definitely going to sell on that. I do think people will be doing more gardening in the next year just because, you know, there's been some scuttlebutt out there in the news about, you know, shortages in food or supply shortages. And I could see people, hey, you know what, I'm gonna create a garden this summer. I'm going to have some vegetables just in case, you know, I can go make some tomatoes or whatever and have my own fresh things. Plus, it's something to do as we do not have all our activities back from the coronavirus. So I could see people doing outdoor gardens and things like that, but no, I'm not seeing specialties places for indoor plants. I'm going to sell on that one. All right. Next item, buy or sell, eco-friendly kitchen products, energy efficient, water saving, fixtures, faucets, and then gadgets that simplify tasks and are turning waste into compost. Well, this is tough because on the one hand, I want to buy this because I know in a lot of areas people are concerned about water, they're concerned about the environment, but at the same time, I don't know that people are really ready to be composting and things like that. So I guess overall on that, I'm going to sell. Most of my customers in the products that I build do not want to pay extra for a water-saving faucet. And, you know, if they want a blast of water, they turn their faucet on all the way. If they want to use less water, they turn the faucet down. So I'm going to sell on that, especially for the kitchen. Might be different in bathrooms, but I'm going to definitely sell on that one after some debate here. All right, next trend, buy or sell, lighting design. Oversized lamps, kitchen lighting fixtures made of unusual materials, and contemporary LED lights for kitchens. Definitely going to buy that. That is something we're definitely seeing. We are seeing those really big light fixtures, the big brass ones coming back, or more ornate fixtures. Again, we're seeing lots of different styles and designs and really using that as an accent piece in the home. And again, if you take the earlier trend, the minimalist cabinet design, and then you also have this really fancy light fixture, it becomes sort of a piece of jewelry in your home, could be a future family heirloom perhaps, and have that thing stick out against maybe a little bit simpler background. We are seeing people do that. So I think that is another trend that I would buy for homes. So there you have it. That was the buy or sell edition. Overall, pretty good job here on this article with getting things that I think people are looking at doing with their homes. There are a couple oddball things in here, as usual with some of these articles. And, you know, I don't know if that's just done for clickbait or just to see if they can be ahead of the curve. But, you know, some of those things we're definitely going to sell on. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode of the Home Building Hero. And of course, if you like the buy or sell edition, you know, make sure to reach out to us. Just shoot us an email, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com. Did you like it? Do you want more of it? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, if you haven't already, make sure that you guys are following us on Twitter, Home Building Hero. Actually, it's building_hero. Look us up at building_hero on Twitter. And of course, feel free to shoot us an email, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.